Somewhat cooler and drier air has moved in behind the cold front that swept through the region yesterday, and our 8-day streak of low temperatures above 70 degrees has mercifully come to an end. The last time we had an 8-day streak with low temperatures not going below 70 degrees for 8 days was back on July 14th, 1921. The longest stretch of 70-degree-plus lows was 9 days in a row back on August 4th through the 13th in 1896. Well, the forecast is looking a bit more optimistic, with any precipitation being limited to areas across the New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont borders as we go through the short term. An upper-level low will move further south across the Ohio Valley. High pressure will begin to build in and strengthen over the weekend as that upper low continues to shift slightly south. High pressure across the East Coast will start to move westward, and by Sunday, that upper-level low will move even further west and south, allowing high pressure to continue to build into the region. For the extended forecast, a strong upper-level ridge should remain over the interior northeast into the early part of next week and then only slowly move southwestward to the Ohio Valley by mid to late next week. And that sprawling ridge of high pressure will lead to above-average temperatures and, for a change of pace, not much in the way of thunderstorm and rain action. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of slight risk for severe thunderstorms across portions of the Upper Plains, Minnesota, northeastern South Dakota, and far southeastern North Dakota. An upper-level ridge will continue to build northeastward across the western Great Lakes, and a subtle shortwave trough moves northeastward across the northern plains. At the surface, a cold front should advance southeastward across northwestern Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas this afternoon. Although a capping inversion will be in place for much of the day, the models do suggest some storms will initiate along the front by late in the afternoon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, cloudy and breezy in New York City with a chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. Cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, breezy with highs in the mid-70s for Boston. And in Buffalo, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, 82 is the normal max temperature with a record of 96 set back in 1935. Normal minimum temperature for the day, 62 degrees with a record of 44 set back in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 5:28 and sunset will be at 8:33 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and the northern Vermont area, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with a high around 80 and a bit of a breeze this afternoon. This evening and tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with highs around 80, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, it'll be mostly cloudy this afternoon with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, still with a chance for showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with highs in the low 80s today, and partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the middle 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm, high temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. The heat and humidity begin to build back in as we round out the weekend and head into early next week. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s as well, and the humidity building back in. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.